This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Craig Carton on FS1.
Breakfast Ball.
Breakfast Ball. Which, you know, I think we've gotten to a point where not every name
needs... It's not a great name.
Well, and it's not, because I don't want to make the criticism of FS1 because it's what sports stations do. But, like, every podcast has some pithy name. And it's just, guys, we're trying too hard. Like, just name the podcast Doug's Podcast now. All right? Because you'll stand out more.
It's Doug's time.
If everything is like, no, I don't know whose podcast that is, so I realize it could be ripping somebody in town.
Yeah, but you know,
if everything's a riff on sports, I'm inundated with sports podcast names.
I mean, listen, I hosted a show called Overtime. I'm very aware of what we do in this industry, but I don't think it matters. But it's a bad name. Yeah. It's a bad name. You thought that they were. What hasn't been covered yet that is sports adjacent?
I just think it's cruel, though, when then somebody is like, it's like their second chance, and then you tie the name of their show to what they got in trouble for. And I'm like, right. Have they done enough? They've served their time. Give them the chance. They don't need to be tied to that activity for the rest of time.
What am I missing here? Breakfast Ball is golf.
There's three that I can remember in town off the top of my head. And I'm
not saying I thought you were doing like a Craig Carton specific one. Because I was like, that was a ticket sale scam. That was... You're giving me the.
I'm wondering how much I want to say and how much I just want to get into the Craig Carton sound. And I think I just want to get into the Craig Carton sound.
Big ticket sales scam. They made a whole HBO documentary about his gambling problems and everything attached to it. It was a whole documentary. It was a good documentary.
And he makes more money now. So commit crimes, kids. 216-474-0092. Don't commit crimes, kids. Unless you want to make more money. So Craig Carton was on FS1, and this actually yesterday, and had a trade idea for Myles Garrett that involves Aaron Rodgers going elsewhere, not coming to Cleveland.
If you're Kyle Shanahan, you're getting close to the end of the rope there in San Francisco, okay? So Aaron Rodgers goes to San Francisco, where he grew up, where he loves being, right? Yep. Has a house out there in California. He's now the starting quarterback for San Francisco. Give me a couple years out of him based on what I saw him do for the New York Jets this past year. Brock Purdy gets traded to the Cleveland Browns for Myles Garrett. Oh, now we're starting to push just a little bit, aren't we? And that affords Cleveland the opportunity to then trade the number two pick overall for a bevy of picks to fill out other holes they have on their roster.
All right, if I told you that was Craig Carton or Steven, the habitual drunk at your local bar, That seems like a Stephen the Habitual Drunk trade, right?
Was it the, oh.
That's actually, which by the way, that's exactly my tell is I get boisterous in the weirdest ways. No judgment, Craig Carton. No judgment.
Oh,
all of a sudden we're excited here.
His reaction was like, you know, when the magician finishes the trick and they have to like oomph it up to tell the audience, like, now's the time. It's over. You did it. That's what that was for him.
Oh,
the big reveal.
I hate everything about this.
Well, you don't like Brock Purdy. You're a known Brock Purdy hater, which is understandable.
Anti-Purdite.
You are an anti-Purdite, and in this scenario, we don't really get much else outside of Brock Purdy back.
So if you said two firsts and a couple extra picks and Brock Purdy, you have the right to pay Brock Purdy money, I'd suddenly be in on the idea.
And that's how he should be treated. He should be treated as if, like, okay, you have to pay him now $50 million a year.
Yeah.
That's the expense. We're just washing our hands clean of this, essentially.
Now, I think who it works most for is San Francisco, because they absolutely should be in the business of trying to get Aaron Rodgers there. Like, you want to talk about a guy who is just as big of a you-know-what as Aaron Rodgers, it's Kyle Shanahan. Ask anybody that was in Cleveland with him a decade ago.
But that's why it would be problematic,
well,
right?
No. I think they cancel each other out. Two Ds cancel each other out.
This isn't two negatives all of a sudden making a positive.
They speak each other's language.
I think both needed to be their own show. Oil and water.
I think the
dynamics.
Game.
The dynamics just aren't at play here.
In fairness, Kyle has loved some simp quarterbacks. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is not rocking the boat. Brock Purdy is as generic as it gets. I mean, that's a store brand personality there. Oh, did you get this at Aldi? You certainly did, and you paid Aldi prices for it.
I love a good Aldi's conversation.
There's some value there.
Every time you do a grocery store conversation, it always ends up coming up.
I feel like Brock Purdy is the store brand quarterback, and his personality is store brand. There's no sizzle. Now, again, if this is in lieu of taking a quarterback at two, I can understand Brock Purdy becomes your Alex Smith. He becomes the guy that stabilizes the ship, any of the S's, really.
Whatever needs stabilizing.
And then you have a bevy of other picks to kind of build the roster around him, and maybe, just maybe, if next year one of the picks, whether it's from trading down out of two or trading Miles, turns into a good pick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
then you can take a quarterback and let them rest as Brock Purdy kind of plays for the next year or two after that.
This felt like a classic big-time media. Let's only solve San Francisco's problems, and the Browns would just live with the consequences of all that. And the Browns don't want Brock Purdy.
Now, there's a part of me, what?
Hold on, there is a part of me that is intrigued by Stefanski with Brock Purdy, though.
Which part of you? Ankle?
The part that...
have some sink. I realized how it sounded as I came out here.
Someone step on a duck?
Hey.
I believe Stefanski, he thinks he's Shanahan in many ways.
Yeah.
And he wants to be Shanahan in many ways. And so I feel like Brock Purdy, I wonder if you could almost copy and paste. The problem there is that Brock Purdy only works because you had so many weapons.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy doesn't work on this Browns team.
I also think Brock Purdy... for half a season in worse weather, like in domes, I've watched dying quail passes every five passes from him when there's literally no weather. Can you imagine Brock Purdy in a snow globe game?
I can. Iowa State. He did a lot of them. He played there for 4 years.
And that's why he was drafted last.
I mean, it's awful.
Now, you know who would love this? The Morning Boys.
Yeah, they would get on board with it.
I mean, you go from Yang to now, all of a sudden you've upped your Iowa State connection to Brock Purdy. What more could you want on this planet?
Didn't Lima famously tell Brock Purdy's parents that Brock Purdy sucks to their face?
Yeah, and they could regale in that story every week when Brock Purdy joined them.
Remember the time I told you your son stinks at this?
Wasn't that funny how wrong I was?
How funny. We had some ahas over it.
I mean, again, I don't think trading for Brock is the worst idea. I don't think using Miles to get a... to me, bridge quarterback is the most overstated thing. To me, a real bridge quarterback is not somebody to start in 2025. It's to start for the next 2 or 3 years as you figure out your long-term plan at quarterback.
Is there anybody at quarterback that you would consider throwing Miles into a trade package with, though? Like, I'm trying to think if there's anybody... because my idea with Miles and then getting the quarterback, they're two different thought processes for me. Like Miles is his own haul, and getting a quarterback is its own entity as well. The idea that you even group them together, unless we're talking like a Trevor Lawrence type trade, I can't think of one that would come to...
Lawrence was probably one guy I thought of. I think they might do it for a Kyler type guy, but I would stay away from Kyler. I agree, though. I think, you know, we asked Chris Trapasso at 540 today, and I asked it for a reason. I had asked him, like, all right, what gets you more of a trade package here, trading two or trading Miles? Because I think if you do both, you're going to set yourself not just in the best position to get a quarterback next year. I think with what you could get for both the second pick and Miles, even if you don't get a quarterback, this could be a 1 year or 1.5 year rebuild.
I think it would sting extra hard if you traded for a quarterback and you used Miles to do so. And then obviously it was, let's say it's Brock Purdy, for instance, and then Purdy is just eh. That stings
it's
harder.
Just Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that stings harder than having a couple draft picks, and then maybe you don't pick the draft picks, and they just kind of stink.
216-474-0092. Craig Carton's trade idea. Aaron Rodgers to San Francisco. Brock Purdy to Cleveland. Miles Garrett to San Francisco. What would have to be in this trade for you to not hate it as much as I possibly hate it? Multiple first-round picks and then some, in case we missed it. Rounding out the show in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.